Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Mark 3, 1-6. Having a paralyzed hand implies dependence. 1. Paralysis. In the psychology of the person who suffers from paralysis, the illness leads him to feel useless or to think and say, I am a burden or a nuisance to others. It is the feeling of the person who does not enjoy anything, who cannot enjoy his life. Today you may feel paralyzed because of an illness you have, but you may also feel paralyzed because of the way you are, because you are the kind of person who depends on others and cannot make your own decisions. You are always waiting to be told what to do or think and are too afraid to say what you want. 2. A hardened heart. This callousness is also part of society nowadays. Society supports this highly individualized mode of living. We are inherently individualistic, and everyone primarily looks at their own needs and wants before looking at those of their brothers and sisters. In general, we take care of our party only, and we do not usually care for those outside our immediate family and community. In a religious sense, we might focus as well on what is legal and what is not, or what is allowed and what is not. And we do not see the suffering of others or how they are. Our heart becomes impenetrable. Even in religion, we trouble ourselves more with what should be said, what actions are permissible, which are not, and we ignore the sufferings of others. We see others as mere objects and judge them. We do not look at others with love. 3. Healing. Today, Jesus comes to heal you. Present your paralysis to him and show God what it is that makes you feel limited. Show Jesus what it is that does not allow you to lead your life fully and help others. Present to Jesus what does not allow you to do things by yourself. Let Jesus help you to see how you can lead your life and heal. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Always remember, heaven is our goal.